3.23. Interview with a Film Director, Part 1.
What were you hoping to do by making the film Trashed?
Well, I think the role of the film for me was to raise awareness on the topic and get it into the press so that people could start having a meaningful conversation about waste, which is not a particularly attractive subject, let's say.
How many countries did you film in?
We ended up actually filming in 11 countries, but the stories that I've chosen are universal, and obviously I spoke to people and communities in more countries than we actually filmed in, but the stories are certainly not isolated. They're repeated around the world, sadly, wherever you kind of want to pick, actually.
How did you persuade Jeremy Irons to get involved in the film?
I had worked with Jeremy some years ago on a different film, and I was generally aware that he doesn't like waste either. He will, you know, wear his jumpers until they're worn out. He'll keep his cars until they're falling apart. You know, he'll repair everything. So he's always seen, you know, the value in reusing things. It's just something natural to him as well. So he just felt like a natural first approach, and so I sent him the treatment, and amazingly, he loved it.
It's a wood. But in the 50 years since then, things have changed. The treasure I used to find in the sand has been replaced by trash.
How did you get Vangelis to write the soundtrack?
Well, Jeremy and Vangelis have been friends for years, so Jeremy sent him the rough cut of the film. And Vangelis absolutely loved it. He is also a committed environmentalist, so he's always been aware. He was aware because he'd worked with Cousteau, sort of various people. You know, he was aware of issues for the seas and so on. But generally, again, he was very shocked by the film and really wanted to get involved. So.
What research did you do before you started making the film?
I spent about a year talking to communities, talking to experts, you know, obviously reading an awful lot, and just ingesting it all, because obviously, again, it's such an enormous topic to take on.